B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Today's podcast also features Dr. Gina Midyet. She's a psychotherapist, and Pat George. He's a father of two. We're going to find out today a little bit more about what the modern stay-at-home mom or the modern mom is today compared to that image we saw back in the 50s.
We are so happy to see Dr. Gina, and I want to give a big thank you to whoever uses this studio before us, Pat George, because the way that they position these microphones on a Thursday night, it's like you have to do yoga to get
I thought you were
to...
getting ready to, you know, it looked like an aerobics bar in there. You were trying
that
to
right now.
She was.
She put all of her weight into she that did. To try to get that bar to come back
She's
down.
She's like reaching up there. I didn't know your arms were so long.
I know. I do have Inspector Gadget arms, by the way. Yes, I do. I'm so happy to see her pretty face. But it's been a busy summer for you.
It has been so busy with the kids. And, you know, they're at this age now. It's that middle school age, 11 and 12. They have more of a social life than I will ever have.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. I feel like an Uber driver. That's all I do. Sometimes I get sad. I'm like, do they even care about me as a mom? All they care about is me driving them around town.
Or they're not helping out with the gas bill either, are
No.
they? No.
No. Yeah. No, they're just getting more and more expensive. Don't they say, what did they say that how much does it cost to raise children? Isn't it a, by
it was like 300, it was by the time they're 18, it's 300 some thousand dollars.
I believe it.
I think it's more than that.
I think it's much more.
And then also when you factor in that most kids nowadays, a lot of kids don't leave the house at 18.
No.
So Pat George's kids do, but not everybody's do.
No.
Well, I would say he probably left at 20. So
was it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's close. That's not too bad.
No.
He was out there being a productive, very productive member of society.
And you know the sad thing about it, though? I want him back. I want him to come back. I enjoy my buddy.
I know.
That empty nest feeling.
Yeah. You know, before he left, though, he bought me a gym membership on Christmas Eve before he left. And it's coming up on a year. And I told him yesterday, you know, I'm really hooked on this thing and I really want to thank you for doing that. And now that I've been doing it a year, if you want to, because he bought it for me and he's been paying it every month. If you want to cancel that, I'll continue to pay. He goes, nope. He said, I know as soon as you start paying with your money, you're not going to feel bad if you waste your money and not going. But I will feel bad if I waste his money.
So he's holding you accountable.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So that's his little trick. He goes, no, I'm going to continue to pay. And if you don't go, you're wasting my hard-earned money.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
What a smart kid.
He's
right. One that loves you very much. Yeah, no, that's, I mean, I think it's important to have people to hold you accountable, especially for working out.
Right.
So
that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, Dr. Gina, I want to mention something, you know, lately I've been doing whatever interviews have come up, whether it's health related. I just talked to this lovely girl the other day, and maybe we'll hear from her in the future on Mindset Matters about Alzheimer's, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so many more stories I'm doing when they're health related, it's always mind-body connection.
Yes.
So it's basically your heart influence. Your heart health is good for your brain health. Your gut health is good for your brain health.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotional connections and socialization with people is good for your brain health. It's amazing how, so I always think of you whenever I'm doing these stories. I'm like, well, that's Dr. Gina. That's what you really preach.
I do.
You know, yes, you want to be healthy. You are offering people psychological services to work through their emotional issues and problems. But at the same time, it doesn't hurt to be in good shape. Not, you know, you don't have to be perfect shape by any means, but to move your body.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just the endorphins that come out when you're exercising. It's just a natural antidepressant. And I tell people all the time, get off the medication, start working out, start eating healthy. I mean,
yes,
it's not a myth. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it with my own eyes. So I have evidence that it works.
Exactly. It can get you out of a funk any time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to? What have your clients been like lately?
Oh, gosh. You know, I was talking to someone about this the other day. I feel that depression has just gone has skyrocketed.
Really?
Yes. And I blame it on a couple of things. I would say maybe a little reality TV, but mostly, of course, I always talk about social media, but I just think that people are just getting just so stressed out and comparing themselves to other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the online dating, I think that that's getting out of control as well.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's self-esteem is going down. So I'm just seeing a lot of depression.
It's so funny because we kind of loosely did show prep. I knew that you and I would have so much to talk about because we haven't talked to you in a while. But it's so funny because the two things that you just hit on were my ideas of stuff that we could dig into today.
Awesome.
So the first thing you talked about, social media, that's a big theme on the show. I read this story today. I'm going to share it with you guys. And all of a sudden it opened my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what's been why I feel ill or whatever when I go on social media. Okay, let me explain. So social media influencers could be affecting your life in ways you don't even realize. New research found that the image of the traditional housewife isn't really the ideal anymore. Okay, we've shunned that, right? We do it all. That's not what's embraced. However, social media has given rise to a new type of housewife that does have similar ideals to that old one. But this new ideal exploits the image of the glamorous housewife by showing their life as one big happy family life, marriage, home decor, how to dress, mm-hmm. consumerism. Basically, they're using the old aspects of being that perfect good housewife and spinning them in such a way as to encourage people to buy stuff so they can make money off of you.
Yes. And we don't realize that. Yeah. I mean, these people are making lots of money just by posting a photo of an outfit they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Or at a restaurant they're eating at. But it's true. It's such a... You go on Instagram and it's just... I mean, I love Instagram because I do like to look at fashion mm-hmm. and pictures
sure.
of travel. But it is so beautiful and glamorous. But I can see how you get so caught up in it that you want to be there or you want to be that way or dress that way.
Or you just... That's your frame of reference for what's appropriate. Like, oh, yes. Look at this person in their perfectly clean kitchen with all their stainless steel appliances and their... Tomatoes are cut just so and everything just looks gorgeous. And that is not what it looks
no.
like when I do things like that in domestic activities in my house.
And that's not how it looks like in their house either. But
right.
of course, we're getting that image in our minds of right. perfection.
Right. So it's affecting our self-esteem,
it
number
is.
One, which is
yes.
what you're describing you're seeing with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's affecting our purchasing power or yes. not our purchasing power, but our desire to make purchases to measure up to whatever these other people measure
yes.
up.
Yes, which lead to what? So you spend all your money, now you're
and
depressed.
Then you're depressed.
Yeah, actually, that is funny because I have this one client that I see that why he came to me was because he was spending so much money just trying to live up to this lifestyle
mm-hmm.
that he really couldn't do or afford.
Right.
And he was broke. He had to file for bankruptcy. And now he's depressed, very, very depressed.
And it's probably stemmed from keeping up with the Joneses
yes.
is always a thing that we've heard in the past. And now you have this vast network of people to keep up with.
Yes. Yes. I know. That's very dangerous. You
That's
have to be
crazy.
Careful with that.
I just picture that image. Remember, I don't know if it's an advertisement, but like a cartoon character of the wife waiting for the husband to get home and dinner's ready. Maybe she's wearing an apron. Right. And, you know, she's got her like little foot kicked up in the, behind her kissing him. And so we look at that image today and we kind of would roll our eyes and say, oh, we've evolved from that. We're not, you know, that's not all we're good, not all we're good for, but you know, that's not our main role. But actually Instagram kind of
uh-huh.
secretly puts that into our brains that is your role.
Oh, it is.
And you have to do it really sexy now too.
Exactly.
Like they've taken that ideal housewife and Instagram has turned it into like Halloween costumes, turn uh-huh. every vocation into sexy nurse, sexy housewife.
Yeah, so don't wear an apron, but wear some Christian Louboutins and yeah. some like tight dress.
Yes.
Now, Pat, you were telling me about a new TV series that you've been watching. Now, these people on this show you're watching sound like they need to be clients of Dr. Gina's. You said the show is called How to Kill a Man.
It's on Netflix. One of those. I mean, you'll see when you pull it up. You can just, you know, Google that and you'll see. But it's the home. It's a very expensive home, too. In a neighborhood, and it's just evolved with these different families. And as you're watching it, they go back and forth to each generation.
Oh, cool.
It's very, very interesting to see the different problems
yeah.
over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I think you're just messing with me a little bit here because, Pat, I just put in How to Kill a Man into my Google search.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's coming up about a Netflix show, but now I've got the Google history that it's going to seem like I'm trying to kill somebody. So thanks a lot.
They're going to think, so now
what's she right.
doing?
Oh, no. Well, let me do it. I'm going to put
you
it
sure
in here and find it?
It
for you. Yes, I'll bring it up here in a second.
Great.
That's so funny.
So anyways, Gina, we've got a lot in terms of your clients you've been dealing with. Another thing that you said, you were just telling us that people are depressed.
Yes.
More and more. And the depression, we identified a couple different factors. You said dating, and the online dating causes a lot of depression. So,
It does.
What are some of the highlights of that?
Well, I'll tell you a story from yesterday, actually, that happened. So I had a lady come in, and she's in her, I would say, late 40s, early 50s, and she's just getting really depressed because she's on these dating websites, mm-hmm. and these guys are, she's getting a lot of contacts, you know, like they contact her and they chat and they do things like that, but they only want one thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that? A coffee date.
Exactly. Coffee. Yeah. So we're sitting there in the session and she gets a video conference from this one guy. He was being so inappropriate. I mean, I can't give details on the air. I mean, this is the first in all my years of being a therapist that I actually witnessed something like this. Yeah.
So she's showing it to you live as it happens.
As it is happening.
This isn't one of your clients going, okay, well, this is what happened, recounting the story.
Oh,
you're
no.
getting to see it laid out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is happening live in my office. I am watching this man make a complete fool out of himself.
But not caring.
And he's just telling her, where are you? Find a private place. I'm going, okay, this is not good. So she starts crying. And I felt so bad for her. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, it really just hurts my self-esteem. It makes me depressed because this is what I'm getting on these sites. These guys just, you know, contact me and they just want this one thing. This one coffee date. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
new code.
Yeah, that's a new code. So, you know, I think that I can see now. I do know a lot of people that I have met online and they're in really good relationships, but I think you need a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told her is, oh, sorry, my throat.
It's okay. You should have heard me this morning on Q105 because of my pregnancy. Now my indigestion is kicking in and I thought I was going to like burp on air, but I didn't. So just, you're good, Gina.
Oh, goodness. I got like a little, what do they call it? A little frog in your throat?
Right, like that little tickle in your throat.
I know.
Okay, I stand corrected. Yeah, I just called.
It's not the title.
It's a CBS series.
Oh, okay. Netflix, CBS. No worries.
And it's called Wives That Kill.
Oh, my gosh.
A little different because now that you're telling me it's a CBS series, I don't even think I want to watch it because I don't watch network television.
But it's a CBS. And,
I can't.
It is a very interesting show if you want to see what's happened over the generations and how wives have changed.
But this it's not reality, is it?
No.
Okay.
Let's hope not. Well, no, it really is patterned after probably some of the, you know, stories that are out there.
Right, right.
But
well,
it's not. It's definitely fiction. It's definitely
reality.
A fiction. So, no,
they base their lineup on reality Survivor.
It's not like a Survivor show.
Yeah.
Although in this one, I don't think they're I know the guys aren't going to survive in the home. Because they keep teasing a funeral scene that's coming up toward the end of the season, but it's a CBS show, so you really can get it now on CBS All Access.
Okay.
But it's a CBS
show.
Did
you watch the episode?
Oh, I'm watching those. Yeah.
Did the wife kill any of the husbands?
I haven't got that far yet.
Oh, I see.
Well, can you please come help me clear my search history?
Oh my God! Look at hers now. CBS Wives That Kill.
And that's got to be on there.
Look at the one she's...
Something about our computer system here at Beasley is not allowing us to...
It's saying it does not match any answers.
Well, that's probably good for you. If it's not allowing you to get out like that, it's probably good.
I know. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, these people on this show that you're watching, Pat, clearly could have used Gina and her advice and her help. And when you talk about people who are dating online and the self-esteem issues that go with that, leads me to what I read about today. Slow dating. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's a new term.
Okay.
Slow dating.
Take it slow.
Lots of people find dates online or via dating apps can be frustrating. So this new method of dating that people are doing called slow dating involves basically going on fewer dates and making those that you do go on count. And it's also incorporates looking at the potential match's profile rather than just their profile picture.
Oh.
And it's also limiting the amount of time you use dating apps, because I think you see this too. I think people are going nuts with them. They're just on them all day.
Oh, yeah.
And
addiction.
Lastly, you want to limit the number of matches you actually talk to in the apps.
That's
it's
a good
not
idea.
A quantity, it's a quality sort of thing. So you slow date, and then not only does this happen via digital means, but also can happen organically in real life and face-to-face interactions.
I love that, and I think it's true. I mean, first of all, I feel that life is too short, and our time is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that why not make the best out of the time that you do spend with somebody? I think that when you're just swiping and swiping and just going on all these dates, you're not really getting good quality. You're just honestly, you're wasting your time is right. what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you dig into the male-female perspective on this? Is it the men who, it's kind of crazy because we want to escape these traditional roles of Bumble, for instance, yes. that allows for the woman to make the first move. That's yeah. pretty cool. But then it seems like men are getting the last word in, or not last word, but they're still the driving force because
they're
the ones who are driving the trend of, yeah, let's just hook up. We're in hookup
yes.
mode.
Yes.
So send me some pics.
Yeah. And I think the women feel that pressure that they have to do that in order to keep them interested.
Exactly.
And that's what I get a lot of that. Those comments, women are like, well, what am I supposed to do? If I don't send them the picture, they're going to move on to the next person. Mm-hmm. And I told them, well, then you probably should let them move on to the next person because
right.
you don't want a guy like that.
No.
I mean, I don't know anybody that would.
No. So is it something that guys, I mean, is there going to be that guy who's out there on the online, in the online dating world, who's not doing that? Are they just harder to find?
They're okay. harder to find. But back to what you were saying, the slow dating, take your time and find that guy. But it really has to do with you loving yourself
mm-hmm.
and valuing yourself because, mm-hmm. you know, when these women say, well, what am I supposed to do if I don't send them the picture? They're not going to like me. Who cares if they don't like you?
Right.
Why do you feel this desperation that you need, you know, all these men to validate that mm-hmm. for you? Learn to validate yourself. And that's the hardest thing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
To learn to validate yourself.
For sure. Especially mm-hmm. when you say, well, you know what? I think a lot of women do this or, you know, men, it doesn't matter. But because that's the trend, because yeah. there's more of a hookup culture and, okay, let's do quantity. Then you say, okay, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yes.
Now I've got all these people, guys sending me stuff. So I feel good about myself because this is a quantity game. Or maybe you just say, okay, yep, we'll go ahead and meet. And, you know, just have fun or whatever, because mm-hmm. that's how I, and then tell yourself, I don't mind this. This is just how the game is played.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I think it is mostly women. I mean, I'm sure some men are dealing with that, but it's mostly women that
mm-hmm.
are dealing with that.
Mm-hmm. Whew, that's crazy.
Even though I did have a guy last week who came in and he is having a hard time with online dating too. So, mm-hmm. you know, he just says, there's nothing out there. These women don't like me. I'm feeling, it's making Aww. Me feel really bad about myself. So I think it does go both ways.
So do you find any positives? I know people are coming to you with their problems,
mm-hmm.
but is there anything where you see like, oh, wow, that is pretty cool about online dating. At least you can learn this
oh, yeah.
and this. And so there's an upside too.
Yeah. I think that you could learn a lot about yourself. You can learn about what you like, what you don't like. And that's why.
Because you're putting it on paper, yeah. not paper, but you're putting it out there
yes.
digitally.
And yeah. why not interview people? I mean, it is like a job, you know, have mm-hmm. fun with it. You take your time. Just because the guy looks good or has a good job or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for, doesn't mean he's going to be good for you. So, you know, really, really open, expand your mind, figure out what it is that you need and you want. Be aware of your patterns too. I think it's a great opportunity to be aware of patterns.
Yes.
That you've maybe types of men that you have been attracted to mm-hmm. that haven't been good for you.
Sure.
That makes sense. Thanks so much to Dr. Gina and Pat George for hanging out with us on the PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.